Hey.
Tighten up, motherfuckers.
That's enough. Okay. Sorry, I ruined yours. Okay, do it again.
I ruined yours too.
Okay, say, hey.
Tighten up, motherfuckers.
No, I like the energy before. Okay, let's try again. Hey.
Tighten up, motherfuckers.
I like that. I like that a lot. Welcome back to Shame on Me. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Janet.
And nobody knows what's going on because this episode is being released before the episode that we talked about this thing happening
That's
before
true. That's true.
We did this thing.
And
what
everything
people
is
don't
backwards.
Know right now, I'm drunk.
Jimmy is like more drunk than me.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not feeling it.
Fuck yeah.
I just have a higher tolerance, I guess.
That's exactly what we wanted. That's exactly what we wanted.
I'm still drinking.
If I drink more, I will keep being drinked.
Yeah, and you have to go home at some point.
But the football game is 3 hours long.
We could also watch Way of Water.
All of it?
Sure. I'm like 2/3 of the way through. I'll start from the beginning.
Let's discuss.
I'm all the way fucking in.
Let us discuss. So I've got some truths and lies for you.
Okay, I've got two.
Do you have... Okay, you do your truths and lies first.
Okay. I did my Avatar ones already, which guys will hear at some point.
I know that.
I know. Okay.
They were good, guys. They were good. What were they? I don't remember.
Okay. I saved a cat this week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Talking about pussy. You guys don't understand what that means yet.
This one might need a warning for our family members as well, potentially. I don't know where this is going to go. I had a near death experience.
Fuck no, you
week.
Didn't. Hell no. Liar.
Okay.
That was your only two?
That was my two.
I forget what the first one was.
Cat.
True. Why not? And lie.
Okay. All wrong.
Fuck.
I tried to save a cat. It did not need saving. It was on the corner of, you know, like the street where we park at work if we can't park in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the main street in front of our building.
I said yes and I didn't give a shit. I'm not picturing anything
that
in my head.
That corner.
No, I understand.
Okay,
I don't think
anyways,
I'm in the state of mind that is necessary.
There was a cat.
Whoa.
And that is a busy road and I was stressed for this cat.
Yeah.
So I went up to the cat.
You know why you were stressed for the cat?
Tell me.
Because we fucking saw a cat get hit.
That is, I literally thought about that. I was going to talk about it. And I was like, I don't know if I want to bring it up.
Man, that was rough.
That was one of the more traumatic things that we've experienced.
That was like the only traumatic thing we've experienced together.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
That was rough.
It was so horrible.
That cat is definitely dead.
Stop it. In my head, it's fine.
Did I ever tell you about that podcast I listened to about like the freeze response or the whatever response? And it was like in like an animal's last moments of like pain and, you know, like an antelope getting eaten by whatever.
Yeah.
The freeze response takes over and it says, my love, I am sorry. I cannot.
Oh my God,
I cannot save you
right
from this,
now.
But I can at least like save you from feeling this.
Stop it right now.
And I would hope that the cat at least died.
My God, you're going to make me cry.
By the time that it died.
Oh my
did
God.
Did I say that right?
That was horrible.
I think I didn't stick the landing.
Oh my God. Anyways.
It made me weep when I heard it.
That's horrible. Okay.
It's quite a beautiful sentiment.
But it's horrible. Okay. Anyways, I called the number on the cat's collar. Cat was very friendly. So I called the number.
How did you not save the cat?
Well, so I was like, it has a collar. So I called the number and she was like, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's an outdoor cat.
And I was like, fuck
you. He walks around. He fucks.
I also thought it was a girl cat. I don't know why. And then the cat turned around and it had a massive pair of balls. The biggest balls I have ever seen on a cat. I don't think I've ever seen balls on a cat.
Arguably, not a responsible pet owner.
It was alarming.
I had a friend in
that
university.
That cat has some families littered around the neighborhood for
littered,
sure.
Littered.
And it was a really friendly cat. He came right up to me. There's a big broken branch on the grass and he was like rubbing up against the branch and chewing on it. He was really cute. And I was like, I kind of want to save you. He didn't need saving, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a friend in university that had a cat, a boy cat.
Okay.
And they grew up on a sheep farm. And so their dad, instead of like cutting the balls off, just like put an elastic around the balls until they fell off.
That's also dark.
I don't think she found them.
Something probably ate them.
What do you mean something? It was an indoor cat.
Oh, that I missed that part. Oh, like your friend did this in your in the place that they were living.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Could you ever live in a basement suite?
No, I would kill myself. I think I would actually kill myself.
I think I would too. There's too much noise.
I need natural light to survive. Not even that. I need natural light.
I can't handle the noise.
Yeah.
I'm the noise, you're the light.
Okay, had a near death experience.
Why?
It's true.
I know you said it was I was wrong, but I still think it's a lie.
So, okay, so let's break it down.
A near stupid.
No.
I'm not
on board with this.
Whatever.
Near death, you're close to death.
Of course.
The car hits you, but you survive.
You choke.
You choke on the bone, you lose your airway, but you survive. Near death, you get the bone in your throat, but you still have your airway. The car stops 2 feet from you. That's a near death experience. Near death experience is you're in your car and a white passenger van, like a work van, swerves over so far into your lane when you're right beside the car. But even if they'd hit you, you're pretty certain you would have been fine. It was like I honked, but I had to swerve away first.
I got grape flavor. I took a risk, and I don't think it's going to pay off.
Oh, grape is disgusting. You can have one of these. Do you want a tempo?
Good thing I got all this pickle juice.
I got so many tempos. Do you want one?
I just want to crack this fucking pickle jar.
Okay. The car swerved. And, you know, so when I almost got hit by the car a couple weeks ago, I told you about that.
As everybody remembers.
Hmm?
As everybody remembers.
Oh, my God. I was a little like adrenaline-y after, but not too bad.
I'm gonna huck it.
Situation.
Okay, ready?
Oh my God, don't do that. That's such a bad idea. No.
Crushed it.
My finger.
Well, that's probably user error.
Oh,
this is gonna really go back far. I like that.
When I almost got hit by the car, shut up. I was like, I think I knew that I wasn't gonna get hit because I was watching so closely.
Oh, nice.
In this case,
was that a pen?
That's right. The car almost hit me.
No, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, and then I almost cried.
Janet was gonna use a fully mason jar.
You just
cup
need to like
mug.
Break the seal. You need a little.
No,
bit
I understand. You need to break the seal.
Oh my God.
Somebody almost hit you. Almost hit you.
They were close to hitting me.
Fuck.
And I almost cried after.
Really?
My adrenaline was
this
pumping.
Is like,
after.
This is the most.
It was close.
Adrenaline you've had in all your near
yes,
death
it was.
Experiences.
It was for sure. Yeah, I can't do this.
Me neither.
You're gonna have to take that into the kitchen. That's a you problem.
Well, c'est la vie.
Yeah, it was, my adrenaline was going. It scared me. The guy came so far into my lane.
Speaking of coming, listen to our next episode.
We didn't use the word coming once in that episode. Stop misleading people.
Oh, it's so stupid.
So fucking stupid. Rue hates us right now.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Adrenaline's wild.
It was crazy.
Do you think you could pick up a car?
Maybe I could have.
Do you think people can tell I'm drunk?
Your face is in the microphone right now.
But do you think people can tell?
Okay, what are yours? Tell me.
Ay, caramba. Okay.
I need to drink more to catch up to you. You're far ahead of me.
Whatever. You don't have
in
to
your
drive.
Level.
Okay, I've got 4.
Oh my God, how many? Okay.
Do you know I have a false tooth?
Yes.
Okay. Next one is, I've made a decision for my favorite Taylor Swift album and song this week.
Okay.
In all my emotional lows, I was like, might as well
pick a favorite.
Spend some time, yeah.
Okay.
I love vitamin water. And okay. My fourth is a secret for the last. I'll tell you after.
Okay. First one was...
That was a lot of effort, man.
Fake tooth.
Yeah.
I want to say yes. My cousin has a fake
tooth. You've already said yes.
My cousin has a fake tooth. She was born without one of her teeth.
Okay.
And her husband was born without the same tooth.
Jada or Grace. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that adorable?
I love that.
Isn't that the cutest thing
That's
ever?
That's romantic.
It is romantic, right?
That's romantic.
Yeah.
Do you ever make the connection between like romantic and romantic languages and like Roman?
No.
Yeah, that's where romantic comes from.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Hey?
What's the next one? What's your second one?
I've made a decision for my favorite Taylor Swift. Okay.
Lie. I just need some like keywords. What was the next one?
Vitamin water.
Oh, I want to say it's true.
Okay.
But I'm going to say lie.
Okay. Whoa. Whiplash. Whoa.
Oh.
I do not have a false tooth.
Why did I think you had a false tooth?
You believed it.
I was like, I've heard that from
do
you before.
Did you know I have a false tooth? Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm certain I've heard that from you before.
Got that one.
Okay.
I have not made a decision for my favorite Taylor Swift.
I figured.
If anything, my decision is whichever one I'm listening to.
Yeah. I believe that.
I love water, vitamin water. It took me 3 days to finish the vitamin water that you gave me last week.
I drank most of one this morning.
Yeah.
I knew it was too good to be true.
I don't know if the citrus is it for me.
You know what? The only reason I drink the citrus is because
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Caffeine, baby.
It's the only one that has caffeine. And it only has like 45 milligrams of caffeine, but that's all I drink, so.
Well, not all you drink.
One.
We've clearly exceeded a threshold for drinking today.
All right. Well, I drank wine last night. It was nice.
Yeah, you'd be fine after that. And who are you yelling at, you know?
I wasn't yelling at anyone, but Steph and I yelled in the car because we jinxed each other. We like jinxed each other multiple times.
Fuck yeah.
And I never can jinx him. He always gets me and I can never get him. So we were like yelling and then my voice did like a thing and I was like, oh no. And then I immediately texted you. Yeah. Because it was a retirement party. I was very relaxed. I was talking to old people all night.
Elderly.
Okay.
Experienced.
Yeah. And then I was like quiet some of the time. Like it wasn't like a active, yeah. But man, I felt old.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I was so sore. My feet and my back.
Oh, from standing all day.
From standing all day on like the hard floor.
My feet. My back.
Oh my God. It was in pain.
And my crap. That's next episode, everybody.
Woo.
Okay. I lied last episode.
What was your one? Oh, you lied last episode?
I didn't lie about one of my truths or lies.
If you lied about your situation with the person you're seeing, I might.
I said
kill
we
you.
Had to have a conversation about it. We've already had a conversation about it.
Oh, that's interesting.
It went well.
Yay.
It went well.
Good.
Yeah.
I cannot trust a single thing that comes out of your
face. I'm a fucking liar, man.
You are a fucking liar.
I'm a fucking liar. No, it went well.
Are you feeling good about it?
Yes.
You really put it on last episode.
Sometimes
performing is
just my way of being. I wonder if I can put my hair in a bun anymore.
I'm sure you can. I'm going to start like telling you when Stefan and I are having like marital problems or something. Just
you
to
did
stress
that once,
you out.
Remember? And it does stress me out.
Perfect. Well, we are going to couples counseling. So what does that say?
Yeah.
We really like our counselor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to say more? Do you want to give him a shout out? Do you want to?
She just says things in ways that we both understand.
You dumb fucks.
It is interesting because a lot of what she says, I know.
You didn't like that?
She's like, emotions happen in your body. Like, yeah, I know. I literally tell people the same thing. Doesn't mean I listen to it.
That's the fucking thing,
that
right?
That is the thing.
Maybe you're going to turn into me.
Oh, my God. And then she's like, oh, there's these stress responses. And I'm like, yep, I know. I teach people about this. Doesn't mean I listen.
The awareness and the awareness is very different.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I still pulled out. Oh, I think I pulled out a gray hair.
Stop putting hair on my floor.
No.
I know. Okay, what's your, that was your thing, your secret?
Yeah, we can talk about it afterwards.
Okay, but it went well.
Nice. Yeah.
That's nice. Yep. Listeners. Thumbs up for Jimmy.
Thumbs up for Jimmy.
Thumbs up for Jimmy.
Thumbs up in Jimmy.
Round up.
Sorry,
and
that's
next
episode.
Last episode.
Next week's last episode.
Jimmy likes thumbs.
That was honestly, not that was not covered, listeners.
I'm not gonna lie. Now
what do you
I
mean?
Would,
I have no idea where you're going.
I feel like I'm drunker now than during that episode, so I probably say a lot more now than I was during that episode.
Okay, how many fingers do you like in your butt?
I'm not a butt person.
Not a butt person?
Not a butt person.
Not even an eating ass person?
Nope, not a butt person.
I'm going to be honest with you. I figured.
If I'd had to guess. And honestly, if I had to guess, you're the opposite.
Oh, hell yeah. Climb fast, eat ass, man.
There you go.
What's the best position?
I think missionary.
God, I love missionary.
I think missionary is like...
Missionary?
There's adjusted
hands
missionary.
Hands. Wait, what did you say?
Well, like, missionary doesn't have to be what people think missionary is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Followed by a firm handshake.
Of course. Of course. And a friend jumping on the bed. Sorry. Sorry to all our LDS listeners out there.
It's referring to soaking. You should have watched What's the Jury Duty?
Oh my God, what a show. That was brilliant. Good. Brilliant. Okay.
Missionary. Tell me more about missionary.
I don't have much more to say about missionary.
I'm a like a hand pinned kind of missionary.
I like hit. Yeah. Sure.
This is the most honest we've ever been.
I kind of hate it, honestly.
Yeah. It's not necessarily
what's
our vibe.
What's the dynamic going to be at the office?
Speaking of vibes. This is so
when you
stupid.
Have friends at work, I don't like it.
When I have friends at work? Oh my God. This is like the most honest
yeah.
you've ever been.
Yeah. But it's a me
no,
problem.
I can get it.
No, I want you to have friends.
Yeah.
But I don't at the same time.
When anybody... that I really like
yeah.
has other friends. I'm like,
no.
This is weird.
Like, you talk to that person?
Why do you know this?
Don't compare me about that to that person.
No. The good thing is you're basically in the friendship. I tell them
true.
Everything. No, I'm kidding. I tell them all your secrets.
Everything that you say to me, I say to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys would never believe what Janet told me this week.
She likes missionary.
Oh man, hand it. There's just like, oh, there's something about it. Mm-hmm. Fuck me. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess not. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do.
God damn. Can anybody listen to this fucking episode?
I don't think so.
Did you have through? So we got through all the truths and lies.
Yeah.
My truth and lie was just like, we had the conversation last night.
That's really nice.
Yep.
And it went well.
It went well.
Love that for you.
The asymmetry is not necessarily there.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
From the one interaction we had.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll
not that it matters what I think, but you know.
Yeah, it'll
If I'm going to be the best man.
If you're going to be the best man, what do you think you would do as the best man?
You're
probably going to be. She's been listening to the podcast,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I really like just like listening to you and like one of your closest friends have like a conversation. Like, Janet's going to hate that you said she's one of my closest friends.
Hey, I told you you were one of my best friends last week.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Fuck, I need to re-listen.
It might be.
That'll take
I did say that. Well, I said, are we best friends? And then I laughed.
You left?
Laughed.
Oh.
Laughed.
I think
Stefan listened to the podcast.
I think there are too many people taking over you. Oh, 14-0. That sucks.
What? There's too many people that you have as best friends for me to be considered as one of your best friends?
Literally the opposite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You have too many people. Like, you've got Sydney and that other person. I want to say Cassie, but that's not
Carly.
Her name. Carly. Sorry, Carly. You're not listening.
Carly listens.
What?
I don't think she listens.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Oh, someone else was. Oh, who? Someone was listening to the wedding episode. Oh, I was talking to some friends about the wedding episode and some of the things we said and implied on the wedding episode, and they said it was fine.
Oh, okay.
They said we did not imply what I was worried about us implying.
Who were you talking to?
Like Justin.
Oh, okay.
And Malcolm.
Justin, Malcolm,
and Carly,
okay. And they listened.
They did listen. Well, Justin listened.
And they didn't leave a comment or a review? 5 stars, please.
That's all we need. Again, you don't even need to listen. Just put it on mute and play it. I don't care.
Or I feel like if you download it and then go to the end, or at least say
yes.
that you played it, I'm happy with that.
Yes. We're interesting.
I don't know if I would say we're interesting. I would say I'm interested. It really is like, yeah, put it on in the background.
Yeah.
And there's a conversation going on.
Most podcasts.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts these days.
Listen to a few.
I'm a little fucked up.
I know.
Yeah.
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 I like listening to podcasts when I walk my dog because I don't have to listen really closely. I can't listen to a story because I will tune out. She's too high maintenance.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Where were we?
I'm your best friend.
Yes, you're my best friend.
I just can't believe you read it. Why are your socks mismatched?
Why not?
That stresses me out.
It takes more effort to match a sock than to mismatch a sock.
That's true.
And how much effort do you think I'm willing to put in now?
That's a good point.
Yo, I brought the bread.
Yeah. You want some bread?
Well, I just brought it because, like, you know, stuff.
You want bread.
Drunk stuff. I don't want it. I don't want to pause.
Yet. I know. I
just want. Like, I kind of brought it for a specific reason, but I also hope that it's good.
I'm sure it'll be great.
So far.
I have a ton of cheese and meat in my fridge because I made a charcuterie board yesterday.
Yo.
What do you got for this episode? Because I have nothing.
Okay, so I have this thing that happened at work.
Yes.
So I think it's kind of funny. And I think this is going to be the theme of the episode.
Okay.
Where I went to all the women that I work with.
Okay.
And I was like, guys, I think I can relate to you in a little bit. Because, like, I feel like I also experience a monthly cycle.
How did that go over for you?
And I was like, because I've got, like, Hannah, my Hannah cycle is every 4 weeks, right? 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. Then it restarts. And I've noticed that, like, I'm impacted by it.
Okay.
And there are lots of, like, different things. And it's not as easy as, like, oh, you're happy when you have Hannah and you're not happy when you don't have Hannah. It's a lot more complicated. And you don't necessarily realize how impacted you are by something until you're, like, going through it or you are through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a bit of a relatable experience on a monthly cycle.
What was
basis.
The reaction to that?
Wow, they did not find the humor in it at all.
Just a man trying to take a woman.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host host of the Weird Darkness podcast, I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Ben's experience for his own. Shocking.
Just a man in a woman's field again. but I thought it would be like really funny to dive into and talk about, but they did not.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? I have so many thoughts about my monthly cycle.
I want to know more about it. This is the menzies episode.
Okay. Because I have recently changed the hormones that are entering my body.
You dog.
AKA pulled the goalie. There is no goalie.
Okay.
And man, does it fucking suck. Let me tell you.
You want to know something I know about your cycle?
Nothing.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, because it basically doesn't exist for me.
You've never.
It has never.
Said anything ever.
Impacted me. It has not impacted me for 13 to 15 years.
I have had more emotions going through my body than you have ever had had going through your body.
Yeah, I have been on the goalie, aka birth control, for so long.
Because, like,
I've been fucking.
Are so good.
What? That's
right?
What it is.
Right?
No, that's not why I started. But now
sometimes
that I'm off again,
be able to...
it is bad.
It will wait.
It's so bad. It hurts.
Mm.
It's long.
Mm.
It impacts my life.
Yo.
And before, I don't remember when I started.
Congratulations, Stefan, Mr. Redwood over here.
13 to 15 years, it has not impacted my life, hardly in the slightest.
Is your echo down?
Yes.
5 hours into this.
My intrusive thought is just like to turn it
the fact
all
that we've been
up.
Hanging out for like 3 hours now, we're just having a great time. You might have to admit that I'm one of your best friends.
I think you are one of my best
friends.
Let's
go.
I don't think I ever said you weren't.
Celebrations in the chat, everybody.
My most embarrassing moment, that right there.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, that was bad.
I'll erase it from my memory.
Thank you.
Because holy.
I really appreciate
can't
that.
Can't hold that. Yeah, okay. You've met my parents.
Mm-hmm. You've met my parent.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I've listened to The Lion King a lot.
So good.
He lives in you.
I invited you to my mom's retirement and you didn't show up.
I feel like you didn't.
I did, but okay.
But like, you didn't send me any details, so that's not an invitation. Oh. You're like, you're invited if you want to be, and then it turned into
no address,
inviting myself, and that's not an invitation.
I don't think you would have liked
Who
it.
Who else was there that I knew?
No one.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Stefan wasn't there.
Stefan was there.
So two people that I've known.
Greg, Greg was at the wedding. I don't know if you would have talked to him.
Greg.
Yep.
Greg was there and he didn't let me know.
Sorry. My aunt and uncle, they don't remember
that. I wasn't an outside person at the wedding. Hela, hey, Mamela.
Lots of people are asking me about my wedding yesterday.
Was your dad there?
In spirit.
That's what I'm saying. Did you feel him?
No.
Too drunk.
I wasn't really that drunk, actually.
It's a depressant. It makes you less feely.
Yeah.
So back to your cycle.
Mm-hmm. It's really all I got to say. I just hate it.
What was it like before?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
But like no pain, no gain?
Rarely pain.
Really?
Tiny bit of pain.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it last?
3 to 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now it's like...
Yeah. Exactly. 7 days.
Damn.
Pain.
Damn.
Pain so bad one night, I could not sleep.
Damn.
Yeah. It was really one bad day of pain and the rest...
Not being a...
Little bitch. Yeah, I know. I was like... This is why I went on birth control in the first place, because it was so bad.
Yeah, right.
And I kind of thought my body would be like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we've been chilling. No, my body was like, it was the hormones that fixed this.
Well, yeah.
It sucked.
It like really levels it out, right?
Oh my God, it was horrible.
But how are things outside of the menstrual phase?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. So... On birth control,
yes.
Things kind of level out.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Hormones?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hormones and also just like pain and everything, instead of going from like a 0 and a 10.
Right.
It's like more in the middle.
Yes.
Do you find any other impacts outside of the... No. The...
My emotions felt pretty fine.
Yeah.
I was a little grumpy because I was in pain.
Yeah.
And then the other night, I couldn't think of a snack I wanted. Like, I knew I wanted a snack, but I didn't know what. I was a little grumpy about that.
Yeah.
But it was really just, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
I am a firm believer that if you're miserable a week, a month, it's a bad vibe.
It's a bad vibe?
Like, just be miserable every day.
Of the month?
Yeah. I mean, I'm miserable every day. I don't need to be miserable more in 1 week.
I don't understand what you're like, saying.
I think there's a belief that... When you get that into time,
your zoo voice. I don't know why we're in zoo voice.
I don't. There's a belief at that time of the month,
uh-huh.
You can kind of be how you want to be. You can be miserable. Oh. You can be bitchy. You can be grumpy. You can wake up in the morning and be like, everything sucks and that's how I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer that that's not the best way to be.
Miserable?
Well, just like letting it happen. Be like, oh, because of this thing, I'm allowed to be this way. You know what I mean?
are you saying like you get to be miserable whenever you're miserable?
Well, I just think,
or are you like, if never you're be leaning miserable? Into
the fact that you're like, I'm going to be miserable a week, a month, not the best way to live. Because I don't know if it's actual misery so much as just like, oh, it's gonna happen.
So I don't know. I'm going pain is way. Pain, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. If you're in pain, different story.
Are you not everyone. In pain?
I was only in pain for like a day and a half.
Oh, fuck.
Like, if someone's in pain, different story. Pain.
Do you not think the misery like, comes from the pain, though?
Well, for some people, but it's not
just
think...
like, oh, I have to deal with some blood.
I think for a lot of people, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be moody. So I'm going to be moody.
You don't think that they're moody because they're in pain?
I think some people are, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Big news.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
I hate women.
I hate women.
Hi, woos.
But
it sucked, so I want it to be over. The period, not life. The menzies. I'm over them.
I believe
it's only
you.
Been 1 month, and I'm over it.
It also makes sense that, like, coming off of birth control.
True.
Really?
I was worried I was going to hate Stefan because I've heard stories about people. I heard a story once where a woman went off birth control and her like reception to pheromones changed so much that her partner like disgusted her.
Mm.
And I was like a little scared about things like that happening.
It's super interesting. No, we can't do it.
Oh, Ruru. No, honey.
We can't do it.
Ruru, come here.
I'm pushing you off. It's interesting because in one of these recent weeks, you were also like, as soon as I feel pain, I'm taking some medicine. I'm taking some pills and shit.
When I was laying in bed, it was kind of like I was like drifting in and out of sleep and I didn't want to get up to go get medication because I knew it would really wake me up.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Dogs?
So cute.
Love knuckles in the ears.
Yes.
Love
ear
knuckles
rubs
in
are
the
ears.
The
best for the dog. Mama mia. Oh, yeah. Rue is a happy girl.
Mama mia. Where's your ear? Your little Dobby ear.
Yeah. She's got the cute little ears. Oh, she's so happy right now. Oh, Ruru. Yeah. Hi, baby girl.
You see that, Mom?
Oh, you baby girl. Are you happy, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk That's to next my dog week's like episode. That. Yeah, I think it was just like I didn't want to get out of bed because I knew it would wake me up fully. Mm. And I was like really not wanting to do that.
Sometimes that whole I don't want to give in to waking up fully really fucks me up.
Oh, for sure.
Even just like I'm having a dream and then I kind of wake up from the dream, then I want to go back into the dream.
Yes.
If I just give into it and yes. be like, well, yeah, I fucking woke up from the dream.
Yes.
It's a lot more easier to deal with than trying to get back into the dream.
Well, and often when it's a dream I don't want to go back into, I will go back into it. So I have to like look at my phone for a while. Mm. But if it's a dream I want to go back into, I'm like thinking about wanting to go back into it. So I'm not going to go back into it.
Man, a couple of nights ago, I decided not to see that thing, right? From next week's episode.
Okay.
And I had a bath.
Okay.
I read a lot of ACOTAR.
Yep.
And I was like falling asleep at like
ACOTAR
9.
ACOTAR or ACOMAF?
ACOMAF.
Math.
ACOMAF. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you like about ACOMAF right now?
I like the changing settings.
Yeah.
I'm liking Reese.
Yeah.
He's more interesting now because he's like, because there was definitely a period at the beginning of this book where it was very much like, he's actually perfect.
Oh.
Like, he is put on this character that you saw in the end of the first book. But even when that was happening, you knew that was like the trope that they were going with.
Yeah.
Beginning of this book, he's actually perfect.
Yeah.
He's respectful and he's blah, 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 boring.
Very flirty.
Flirty and cute, but like believes in your power and like wants to help you be the best, and but also is respectful of what you want and isn't forcing you to do anything. And it's like perfect,
mm-hmm.
which is so boring. It's like, just fuck already. Like, what are we even?
Just fuck already.
What are we doing here? So
spoiler
we're getting into, we're getting into, he's not actually that perfect. He got issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Hell fucking yeah.
Ever since they went to, what's it called? The court under the mountain.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
But you know what I'm talking about. His other court.
Court of Nightmares. You know who you are. Stop listening.
Okay, stop listening. Court of Nightmares.
Is this where he's like, bow.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm there yet. Oh,
okay. That might be the next book.
To her or to someone else?
To the entire court.
Oh, he might have. Yeah, yeah.
They go maybe to the Court of Nightmares.
Yes.
And he's like, she sits in his throne.
She sits on his lap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. No, then I'm not there.
Okay,
that's fun. I like that.
I think that's the next book.
Yeah,
my apologies.
It's like, he's like, I'm going to have to put on this act. You have to be basically my sex slave. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then he hates himself after.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of this, like, because one of the things that's annoying in this book, but also in other books, is like, just fuck. Like, we're adults. Like, there is this, like.
Listen, man.
But you know what I mean? There is sometimes this, like, we can't, but there's not actually a good reason for why they can't. You know what I mean? Like, the story tries to give a reason, but it's not actually a good reason.
You haven't gotten there, FYI.
So in this one, we did get a bit of like, he kind of hates himself in that scene, and she kind of hates herself, and she's like, so I like that because that was,
don't do it.
There's some,
Don't do it.
Actual reasoning for why they aren't just like going past flirtation or thinking about the realities of what they're doing. Because I think the reality is if two adults are speaking to each other that way, they're thinking about fucking each other. Even if they're not actually fucking each other, they're thinking about it. And she's not really. And it's like, what's going on for you guys? Like, so I think that gave some good context. Do you need to be free?
I think like what I've been finding as I'm going through Akamath is like ACOTAR and Akamath are the same story. They're both Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
But it's a lot more deeper in the second book.
Well, and it's much less captive vibes in the second book.
No, 100%. It's just like it is the same trope.
Right.
Just in a much more satisfying way.
Yeah.
And in a way that is a lot more, has a lot more agency of both people, has a lot more awareness.
Yeah.
And you see that in like how Tamlin behaves, where he's still like, just like, he's still in like that very masculine phase of like protection and control and blah, 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 blah. And that's juxtaposed with Reese, who's like, hey man, I don't.
Yeah.
You can live, you can die, you're gonna go to the Weaver, you might die there,
could get
you're
eaten.
Gonna get abducted, you're gonna get attacked by the Ador, and I'm using you as bait, kind of thing.
Yep.
And I trust that you can take care of it.
Yep.
Even if that also, even if it also, like, I'm using that as a bit of a lesson.
Because he's like, I got my own shit I'm dealing with.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not in love, but I'm slowly, it's slowly growing on me.
You're not at the part where everybody falls in love yet.
Right. True.
And you might not get there, but
we'll see.
Again, the expectation is kind of the.
Yeah. The I know. And I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to.
Expectation is the thief of joy. What's the thief of joy?
I'm really trying to like adjust my attitude. 21
nothing. That sucks. Ooh.
So what were the responses as you went into the office and said, I think I understand the female experience? God.
Nobody was no thief of joy. Who describes how comparison is the thief of joy. Right. It was,
you're gonna say first initials.
K, M, and T.
Yeah, okay.
And I think if it was just M and T, it would go over fine.
I was literally about to say, I feel like Kay would not like that very much.
Kay has like a lot of pain around her menses.
Yes, she does.
And so I think she was not into me.
She gave me a supplement that I should try.
What's the word?
Stealing that experience from them.
Yeah, maybe that's similar vibes.
Yeah, trying to share that experience.
But that's not the word I'm looking for. Not bogarting.
Co-opting,
maybe. But yeah, it was really funny. And sometimes I said some rude things to her because I'm like, you don't get that this is for entertainment.
You're really just trying to stir the pot.
Yeah.
And then you came into the office or into the other room and were like, this was very funny.
I do need to talk about it with T&M at some point.
I wish I'd been in that room.
Yo, it was a little tense. I think I would
have just been giggling the whole time.
And then I told Christina about it. And
rolling my eyes.
A day or two later. Oh, and she thought it was so funny.
Kay has some, personal feelings about that experience, I think, that affects her. Mm-hmm. That's very funny.
Yeah. But there were, That's good shit. But it's true.
Sure.
But it's true. Okay. I experience a monthly cycle.
Okay, man. Sure.
Especially like I would like to work it out with you.
Okay.
I'd like to figure it out. Because there's like the initial getting Hannah phase, where it's like, oh my gosh, I love this little puppy, this is great, I'm so glad she's around, but it doesn't last an entire week,
right?
And after like a few days, then it's like, Oh, we're back boy. In the... Yeah, it's probably like after the weekend where oh, now I have to juggle all of these daily things that I've been dealing with over the last 2 weeks.
With the dog.
And add at least an hour of outside time on top of it.
Yeah.
And then also there's a lot of guilt that comes with it as well, where I'm like, oh, am I doing enough? Mm-hmm. Am I giving her enough for her to enjoy her life as well? And I think that guilt really builds up over the week.
Right.
Kind of the way, maybe not kind of the way, but as pain and just discomfort and blah, blah, blah builds up to the point where you're not even super aware that it has been building up.
Okay.
And then you're like,
and then it's there.
What the fuck? Right, and then you're like, oh, no fucking shit. I've been feeling like shit for the last 4 or 5 days. Here we go. And then once you're in that awareness phase where something's actually happening, you're like, yeah, this is difficult.
Yeah.
It just continues to be difficult, but at least you're not blinded by it. And then you kind of get out of the weeds and then you're like, oh, this, okay.
Yeah.
Things are feeling lighter again. I don't have all of that weight from this other thing weighing on me.
I believe that is your reality 100%. Do I also see how a woman might be pissed?
But I didn't even get into that much.
To you equating to them bleeding out of their vagina?
I didn't equate them bleeding out of their vagina. I
to
said
your pain.
I also experience a monthly cycle.
So they assumed what you were saying.
If it's not my fault.
It's, you know what? You can only control what you can control, you know? Yeah. I see all sides. I believe you are having a monthly cycle. I believe it is causing you emotional pain.
I think it's pretty funny.
I believe that they are mad at you for this comparison. I believe all things.
You're so diplomatic.
Someone said to me about that Tuesday afternoon that it felt like a fever dream. Someone we work with.
When we were playing the game?
A couple days later, they were like, felt like a fever dream. And I was like, honestly, that's my every afternoon with...
Who was it?
Janet. Wait, Jimmy.
Shit. 44.
Okay, on the floor.
Oh my God, I'm fucked.
My phone's on the floor.
Who was it?
A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. What was so fever dream about?
Well, I think they had fun. It was just they were having a hard time. They weren't feeling super well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, I didn't realize, but I think they were migraining.
Were they on their monthly cycle?
Maybe.
Well, the answer is yes. Maybe. The monthly cycle lasts a month.
True. I told you that my supervisor was like, were you okay? Did I tell you that?
No.
The next day.
When?
She was like, can you give me a call?
From
and I was
what?
Like, yep. And so I thought it was going to be an update about the hiring process. And she was like, I just want to check in because you seemed really off yesterday.
When?
On Tuesday. Because, before you were back in the room, she'd popped in for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, like I wasn't feeling well. That, which is true. That was the day after I hadn't slept because I'd been in a lot of pain.
Mm. Menzies.
And I was in a lot of pain actually throughout that day. Menzies. Which is a weird. It's like trying to make it
cute. Do you think it's Menzies or Menzies? Because I grew up with people who had the last name Menzies.
It's probably with the S, Menzies. Yeah. But either way, it's trying to make it sound cute. It's not cute. Like you're bleeding. It's blood. It's not cute.
Where does menses come from?
Menstrual.
Well, obviously, but where does menstrual come from?
Anyways, so I was tired because I hadn't slept well, and I was occasionally in pain.
Yeah.
Up and down.
And you're not used to that.
True.
Because you've been up.
I've been a bitch.
That's not your words, not mine.
But when she said that, so I was like, oh, yeah, I wasn't feeling super well. I hadn't slept well, but I'm good. And in my head, I was like, I think I had the same attitude I literally always have at work. I just didn't fake it when you came into the room. That was what was going through my head. I was like,
authenticity.
I don't remember it being any different than most days when I sit in 270 and I'm like, it's 2:30. I want to die because I have 2 more hours of work.
The menses is the bleeding phase.
Okay. Yeah. So that checks out. Makes sense.
Oh.
Either way. So she was like, are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I was fine. It was weird, though. She was like, yeah, I'm very intuitive to those kinds of things. I was like, okay. Are you intuitive to the fact that...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I would love to not be working.
Was she intuitive to the fact that when we went into that room and she was in the beanbag chairs with one of her staff, that I wanted her to get the fuck out?
Was she?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
But she was, but I wanted her to leave.
Yeah. You don't like her.
No.
That's, I think, the entire reason you're not going to apply for the job, honestly.
No.
I know.
I wish.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Oh, I can whip a supervisor into shape.
I know you can.
Mamma mia.
I don't care enough to try.
To whip a supervisor into shape?
I'm so worried. She's covering my sessions next week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried.
Well.
I do not feel like she was listening a lot while we were.
But, like, are you saving anybody?
Also, like, I'm there. It's my last session with them. What do I care?
Who gives a
Even
shit?
Even though they're good groups.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift fan teacher. I'm with her right now.
What?
Remember the teacher who loves Taylor Swift?
Oh, she's going into schools.
What?
Your supervisor's going into schools.
Yeah, okay, to cover my sessions when I'm in that training next week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's good shit.
Yeah. We'll see.
What was her name?
The...
Probably shouldn't say.
No. Say it off the podcast.
What do we have? Like,
she's awesome. Left? She's loving me being there.
Garibaldi. Does she miss me?
She hasn't mentioned.
Okay, well, maybe you should ask next time.
Okay, I'll ask for you. Do you miss Jimmy?
How old is she? Just kidding.
Too old
We're
for you.
We're not at that point. That was a testing time.
You've seen her in a social setting and you didn't go for it.
Ay, caramba.
So, that's on you.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's all on you.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. And you guys share something in common, too.
Yeah, me and like a billion other people on the planet. I love Taylor Swift. I have been listening to Red a lot today.
That's nice.
Loving him was blue like I've never known. Missing him was dark gray all alone.
I'm trying to think if I had anything else
him was like
for you.
For somebody never met. But loving him was red.
I don't think so. I got to show a bunch of people my wedding photos yesterday, and that was fun.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love your wedding.
I do love my wedding.
Yeah, where do you think you know what? It's not worth asking.
What are you going to ask?
Like, where do you think your next step is?
In life?
Yeah.
Well, I know what it is, but I don't want to jinx it.
Baby.
Baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Do you guys have baby names picked out?
We have a couple.
Cute.
A couple in the, you know, in the works.
The shoot?
Yeah.
I asked my brother and sister-in-law, like, why they chose the name, and they're like, yeah, we've had this picked out for, like, 10 years.
Cute.
Yeah.
That was kind of like Rue. We had Rue picked up for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't really remember why we picked him.
Megan wanted to name Hannah Janice.
Hannah's better.
Do you know why Hannah's Hannah?
Yeah. Road to Hannah.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yeah. I think it's cute. Honestly, we might come up short on an hour.
I'm looking at more truth or drink questions. Oh, okay. Have you ever broken a bed during sex?
No.
Me neither.
Kidding me.
Oh my God, though. So
what? Where is this going?
When Stefan lived with his roommate, he had a really old like metal bed frame.
Okay.
And it was so creaky. Like so creaky. It was embarrassing. Oh, okay. There was a question that Stefan and I talked about it, but it didn't come up. Is there a celebrity that if they, how did he phrase it? If they realistically pursued you, you would consider?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Stefan said that too, actually.
But I would be like, oh, I'm not good enough for Taylor Swift.
That's a problem. There's some people that are very intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I've always had a crush on Carey Mulligan.
She's so cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got a lot of celebrity crushes, though.
I said Niall Horan. He seems less intimidating than Drudd. Some.
Tell that to Drudd.
I don't think Niall Horan's her guy.
Yeah, but she loves One Direction.
Yeah. And then I also said John. Oh, well, I thought this morning Jonathan Travolta. Bailey.
Oh, okay. Because
it's unrealistic.
If he wants you, you got to go for it.
That's the thing. And that was the thing. Stefan was like, you would actually sleep with these people? And I was like, no. There was actually no one else I would sleep with. But would I think it was like, would you seriously consider it?
Yeah.
If Niall Horan was seriously pursuing me,
yeah,
I'd have to consider it.
When were you proudest of me?
I don't have an answer to that question.
Me neither. I wish you did.
Yeah, me too.
Love it, him was blue. If you could change one thing about me, what would it be? What do you have?
I'm just reading these questions. They're like raunchy truth or dare questions. So it goes, this is the order of some of these questions. Have you ever injured yourself during sex? Have you ever had sex in a public place?
When was the last time
you touched yourself? What were you thinking about?
What was I thinking about?
That was the question.
Touching myself. It was a one-track mind.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex? Yes, we've found.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a strip club? Of course.
Only once.
And
it was in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
I've been in.
The person I was dating at the time was not happy that one of the strippers gave me a poster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sydney did the thing where she got the toonie. And she got a magnet, and it lived on her parents' fridge for a long time.
What do you
mean
she had a magnet?
Like, they gave her a magnet for getting the toonie in the...
Toonie in the what?
In the hole.
What hole? I've never been to that kind of...
Yeah, I don't think they do that
anymore. Which one? There are at least two. There are at least
money at people is aggressive.
In the claptrap?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
And she got a magnet from the strip club, and it lived on the fridge of her parents' house. Tells you how her parents are.
And if we never met, in what ways would I be different?
Oh, that's a good question. So am I supposed to answer for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. I know for me.
What would you be?
Well, what's your answer for yourself?
I don't know. Not yet. If you have an answer, I'll think of an answer.
I would think less about my emotions.
Fuck, man. It's hell, isn't it?
It is, but it's good for me.
Yeah,
that is my entire problem in therapy. She's
it's
like,
still hell,
you
right?
You just only think with your brain, hey?
Do you want to come to dad's group?
Yes. She gave Stefan and I emotions wheels.
Fuck yeah.
The other day, and was like, okay, when I ask you a question, look on this wheel. Because all I was answering was with my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how, how does this experience in therapy, how does this experience in therapy color your experience with me over the last like year and a half, and especially like developing curriculum?
I don't think it colors it. It reinforces what I already knew about our relationship.
What was that?
Was that it's good for me.
Oh, that's cute.
Because I don't think about my emotions.
You're not supposed to think about your emotions.
I don't feel my emotions. I think about my emotions. There we go. I only think about them.
Oh, man. I don't know what ways I would be different. But, like, this friendship is very important to me.
Me too.
And I would probably be, like, much more sullen without it.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't have a podcast to do every week.
That's true.
This is, again, like, going back to the whole doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something that I would have wanted to do with at so many different points in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But being the person to be like, we should do it.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I think you were one of the driving. Well, Dredd was the driving force being like, you should do it. And then you were like, yes, but we have not given up.
We haven't. And that's special. That was one of my truth or drink questions. What would it take for you to end the podcast?
Man, I don't know. Like, literally too busy with three other podcasts.
I guess so, yeah. Like
that we would probably also be on together.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think I would end the podcast.
These are really hard
questions.
If I
have a baby, I guess we'll have to adjust things, but I can have a whole baby during. Yeah,
we're gonna crush it with a baby.
Have you ever masturbated at work?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Not at... Oops.
Okay, hold on. I'm making a note.
56, 55.
We've got, like, a lot of...
Not at this job.
Thank God.
Like a lot of other jobs.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I've
been bored a lot.
I have never masturbated at work.
We are recording. Bye-bye.
Who was it?
My sister.
Oh, okay. This is an episode I'm assuming you don't want her to listen to.
This one? I don't really care.
Okay.
People gotta know me, Janet.
What's scat play? Is that poop?
Poop.
Mm.
Not into it.
No.
Doesn't taste good.
In your opinion, who is... Fuck off. Who is the sexiest fictional character of all time?
Kim Possible.
I think Jake Sully.
Let's fucking go.
I'm so in. It is embarrassing.
A white man.
I am so in.
A white man takes ayahuasca once and he's like, blue, and you're like, okay? Fuck yeah.
He's not white. He is blue. He's been so Na'vi for a long time.
Na'vi.
Come on, Ruru.
Na'vi. I was blue. I was die. If I was, no.
Have you ever incorporated food into the bedroom?
I don't think so. No, sweet pea.
Ruru.
No, sweet pea.
Do you prefer kissing with or without tongue? That's so funny.
I think you have to have a mixture.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Have you ever paid for a sexual favor? I don't want to know that.
Not with real money. Not with real money.
What have you paid with?
So in next week's episode, I tell you of things that I've done.
Oh, that's right. Right. Okay.
And when you do those things, you get paid.
You get things in return.
Honestly, I've made like a couple $1,000 off of it.
I'm jealous.
But that was
ouch.
That was kind of like a one-off kind of thing. Okay. But what I have done is taken what people have given me and given it to other people.
Oh.
And that's quite fun.
I like that. Okay.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Is there a certain sex act that secretly or not so secretly grosses you out?
Grosses me out? Getting hair in my mouth? Ooh. Yeah.
That is gross.
It's like you kind of deal with it, but...
That's not really a sex act, though. That's just something that happens.
It's an act that happens during sex. Mm. depends on your thing. Did I ever tell you about the last person that I dated? And they were like, oh, I get waxed because you like it. And I'm like, I don't know if that's how I would how I would describe that. And they were like, why are you getting so defensive? I'm like,
did I ask you to do this?
It kind of means like a little bit of something if I make if I feel like I'm making someone
get waxed
and
or like change
that kind
the
of
way
pain.
Their body looks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm not afraid of saying when there's a lot of hair.
Not my preference.
It can take me out of it at some point, but like I'm still gonna, you know?
Yep. Have you ever shaved your pubic hair?
Yeah.
Have you ever shaved someone else's pubic
No.
hair?
What is the answer for you?
Have I ever shaved my pubic hair?
Shaved yours and shaved someone else's?
Yes and no.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's weird. Who's shaving other people's?
I can see it, but I've never done it.
Okay. What is the
youngest
age and oldest age of someone you would sleep with?
I would sleep with?
Yeah.
Famously 18 and 18.
Yeah. 18 minus a day. 19 minus a day.
18 plus a day.
Oh, 18 plus a day.
Honestly,
19
no, just
minus 18, a day.
18.
18. That's 18. So funny. Oh my God. That's
no,
funny.
That might have been like the hardest I've ever seen you laugh. You like kicked your feet a little bit.
That's so funny.
Okay. What about you?
How
old is Stefan?
Same age as me.
You
He's
dogs.
A little older, actually.
Ooh, yes.
By like about
February.
3 months. Youngest. It's her. A couple years younger. That's fine.
Yeah.
And probably like 10 years older.
I wonder what.
I'd be more willing to go up than down.
Yeah.
I think that's a girl thing, though.
That's what I was going to ask. Because me being my age, I'm like,
you don't want to have sex with a 43-year-old woman.
No, I'm probably less mature.
Yeah, for sure.
Emotionally than someone like even 10 years younger than me, but arguably not.
Yeah. If you could only have sex with one person for the rest of your life, who would you choose?
I'll drink.
I knew I would get you on that one. What's my answer worth? Nothing, because I'm married.
Literally nothing.
Literally nothing. How many times have you had a one-night stand?
Oh, only like a few. Mm. It's not worth it.
Fair.
Did you see the lyric in Taylor's last album, The Forever Night Stand? You can be my forever night stand.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can call me honey. I like that.
Sweetheart.
I told you how one of my one-night stands turned into them telling me I didn't deserve to be happy, right?
Yep.
That was fun.
That's a rough one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you were liking someone else. And
yeah. Breaking up a relationship.
Okay. Yo. Animated character. We already talked about
Impossible.
That. Kim Possible. She's animated.
So hot.
She is hot.
You know.
Have you ever
you
hooked
know
up?
The craziest thing?
What?
I'll tell you after.
Have you ever hooked up with more than one person in a day?
No.
Me neither.
And that's not a problem I've ever had to deal with.
Me neither.
Drunk and sober.
What? Do we need to mute that? What did you just say? I feel like we need to.
I said drunk and sober. I can quack that.
I'm just going to put that into quack.
I can quack that.
Quack. Quack, 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 quack. Have you ever gone streaking?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Really?
Well, not like streaking, but I've been around other people and like jumped in the water naked.
That's skinny dipping. That's not
streaking. But like you're above water for a while.
It's not streaky.
Okay. No, I've never run.
Stop it.
Have
I
you ever skinny
that.
Dipped? Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, Rue's going to take that
Actually,
card game
only,
with you.
Only once, honestly.
Oh my God, I've skinny dipped so
At
many
camp,
times.
At camp, the girls would skinny dip together.
Okay.
But, you know, Catholic camp, so
mm-hmm.
you can't.
What were they doing?
Can't mingle.
Sure. They were mingling.
You could assume so, but I don't think they were the type.
Okay.
Probably should be, though.
I skinny dipped with someone once, and then we went into AKA Stefan. I'm saying someone as if it's not Stefan. And then we were like, oh, we're going to swim. So everyone knew we were swimming, and then we went into the house, and it was like very obvious I didn't have a bathing suit on. So, like, my towels wrapped around me, and I didn't have bathing suit straps. It was embarrassing to think about now.
Was it in Costa
Rica? No. I wish. That would have been better. Did I tell you, in Costa Rica, we went to an all-inclusive that was down the beach, and you can buy like a pass for $60 or something to drink all day for free.
Oh shit.
So we did that.
That's your vibe.
Rue. And we all got, it was like the worst day ever. Mm. We all got the most sunburn we've ever been in our lives. We all got so fucked up. It was so busy, so there was no shade. And we were just like all baking in the sun for like 8 hours and drinking pina coladas and like.
Nice.
And then it was horrible. I like laid in a pool for like 5 hours. Anyways, I got back. Oh,
that's my dream day.
I got back that night. Steph and I walked down the beach and I was so drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sunburned. My entire body hurt so bad that I got in the pool at the place we were staying butt ass naked. And we were staying with three other people. And I'm pretty sure the people whose house it was had cameras outside. And I was like, A, hopefully our friends don't come back.
Uh-huh.
And B, hopefully these cameras aren't on. But I do not care because my body is so sunburnt. I cannot possibly have clothes on me. And I just like swam naked in the pool for like 45 minutes.
I don't want this to come off the wrong way.
Okay.
But you were like a hippo.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of was like a hippo. I was like, I need to be in this water. It wasn't sexy. Stefan was like inside, like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I am not okay.
I need to feel the water on my body.
Yeah, it was not sexy at all. Okay. Who is your hear me out crush?
I don't know. Anybody?
Hear me out. Donald Trump is not that bad.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Would I say? Hear me out, crush.
Well, how's your game? Do you have any good ones in your game?
Kim Possible again?
No, that's not a hear me out. What game? Everyone understands.
The Cowboys?
No, your little card game you brought.
Oh, I put it away.
No, okay.
Do you have a hear me out?
No. Not that I can think of. Hear me out. I mean, some people, Jake Sully would be a hear me out. But
Jake Sully.
Not for you. You understand. Have you ever sucked on someone's toes?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
I think it would be different, a guy versus girl.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not like I've got a specific foot thing.
Yeah.
But there is something.
Feet are weird that way.
In what way?
You don't have to have a foot thing to like feet. Or to be like okay with that situation.
I don't know how to describe it, and I don't know if I don't want to say the word on the podcast, but it's just like. Do I have to drink?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck.
69, yay or nay?
It's fine.
Yeah. More nay than yay for me.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
A
lot of focus.
And it seems like the position itself is a draw more than the experience of the position, right?
It has like a lore.
Yeah. If anyone comes.
You have ever accidentally sexted the wrong person? No.
I accidentally sent a picture of a dog to my boss.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, Sydney once sent me a picture of Mandingo, and I was sitting right beside my boss, like surrounded by families we worked with. She sent it to me and her sister-in-law as like, this is an update about COVID. This was like during COVID, and we opened it, and it was just a picture of Mandingo. and my boss was sitting beside me and laughed so hard. And then I was like, there are families and children all around me right now.
That's so fucking
wild.
It
was funny. It was very funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why is she sending that shit?
She loves Mandingo. Well, it's her favorite thing.
Time to tub.
In on Christmas gifts, like when we've done like a white elephant gift before with our friend group, she's gotten Christmas tags with Mandingo and put it on the gift.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Would you be happy with below average sex if your relationship was otherwise perfect?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I'm gonna be having below average sex ever.
Okay. That is not okay. I can't even. You do you, man. Good for you. Not the way this this question is phrased, but okay. That's so funny.
No, I've definitely, okay, so I've accepted like a below average sex life.
Yeah, I think that's what this is saying.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
No.
Below average sex.
No. That's saying below average sex. A below a below average sex life is like, I'd like to fuck more than we fuck. But when we fuck, at least it's like,
I like it. Oh, I see. Okay.
This is like, I'm probably faking it like 3 out of 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I can handle a below average sex life more than below average sex, but I don't know. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, I would agree.
It's one of those philosophical questions that doesn't fucking matter until you actually have the experience.
It's true. I really have to pee.
Nice.
Most of these are getting boring now. Oh, no. My phone almost fell.
Raunchiest okay. Truth or dare.
You answer some questions while I go pee.
What do you mean? I don't
really
even have
pee,
any questions.
I can't sit here.
Raunchiest truth or drink.
Just answer some questions for yourself.
200 truth or drink questions for couples, parties. 70 dirty truth or drink questions. What is the craziest thing you've ever done in the bedroom? I don't think anything would super register. What physical feature do you find most attractive in a partner? Ooh, you know, you'd probably... Oh, man, is it the butt? Is it the butt? I think it might be the butt. But like lots of great attractive things in a partner, right? Have you ever had a one-night stand? Yes. Have you ever thought about someone else? No. What's the sexiest thing someone has ever said to you? Ooh, I wish I had an answer, but I don't think I do have an answer. Why is my fucking microphone twisting so much? What is the naughtiest text you've ever sent? Favorite type of lingerie, wild Tinder experience, role playing, describe your weirdest turn on, most daring place you've had sex, cringeworthy pickup line you've used. I feel like Maybe this goes to last week's episode or next week's episode. Basically, as soon as you get horny, basically everything is cringeworthy. Have I faked it in bed? No. My most memorable kiss. Ooh. I have recency bias, honestly. Yo, what's your most memorable kiss? Do you have one? I think mine's just recency bias, but that doesn't mean it's not memorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
You want
what?
You want
hell no. Hell no. Are you kidding me? I have to drive home. But man, okay, most. You're not on the micro. You're not on the microphone. You're not on the microphone. Yeah. Do you want to tell me what your first kiss was like?
With
Stefan. No, with Stefan.
First kiss. We were in a parking lot.
God,
really
so hot.
Romantic.
Hell yeah.
But I got all the feelings. I got the butterflies.
Yeah.
Afterward, I played music really loud in my car, which is a sign that I'm like, I'm amped up.
Was it a goodbye kiss?
Yeah, at the end of the night. Third date, end of the night. Yeah, I was jazzed. I had the butterflies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I went.
What did
to
you play?
Probably some like Fall Out Boy.
Nice.
I think it was like some.
What do you think of Castles Crumbling by Taylor Swift and Fall Out Boy?
Oh, I don't know if I've heard that one.
What? It's from the vault.
I love Electric Touch by Taylor Swift and Fall Out Boy. That's my favorite.
That's the one that I'm thinking of. Castles Crumbling is Haley, whatever, Williams.
Electric Touch.
Yeah.
Awesome. One of my favorite Taylor Swift songs ever, actually.
I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All I know is you could either break my heart or bring it back to life. Got a feeling of electric touch.
805 and I see headlights. Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs. That's probably what I was listening to. I went to some friend's house after and it was just like good vibes.
What's your opinion on sexting?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like if you're not seeing the person all the time.
Yeah.
But like some people like to sex even when they do like live with their partner and that's fun for them. It's just too much effort for me.
In my experience, the sexting is like I feel like we talked about this on next week's episode, but there's a little bit of that asymmetry around like I don't know if I just want it.
Right.
And they're just like not. Nobody's ever, I don't think anybody's ever,
especially when it comes to pictures.
Oh, right. This pictures.
Penis is not pretty.
It's, yeah. And I don't think anybody like wants to see a penis to get turned on, right?
I don't think so. Maybe some people do, but
would
not people.
Would you prefer a sexting situation versus a picture situation to get
sexting
turned on? Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Incredible.
For sure.
Use your words.
Yeah.
All I know is this could either break my heart. Okay.
Okay.
Describe your idea of perfect foreplay.
Oh, that's interesting.
I won't look.
I don't know if I want to say it to you.
I believe you. I believe you, but I think this is the... No, hold on. How many drinks are you taking? What's your wager? Because oh, I'll outbid you.
Three.
I'll go four.
Five.
Six.
Fuck. I can drink, bitch. So
seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten. I'm going to keep
so
going.
So you're gonna, you have to answer then.
Now that I know that you have an answer,
I don't know
I
if
wanna
I have
hear
a great answer. Well, okay, I have an answer.
What, am I at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. It's grape too. It's fucking awful.
Oh my God. When I went to university, I went to university with people that when they had to drink drinks, like we were playing a party game, it was like you had to go one, two. That's not
that.
How
I was doing that.
You just like chug. You count it in your head. A pool. or a hot tub.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like making out or getting handsy?
Making out, little lap sitting, mm. you know, and it's like you know mm. you can't do what you want to do. Mm. Like there could be other people around, but even if there's not other people around, you just can't.
Pro dry humping here, hey?
A pool is, you can't. You can't in a pool, you can't in a hot tub. God. That's bad.
What am I going to do to get home?
You're going to watch Way of Water all the way through, and then you'll be fine.
Ugh.
I didn't make you do this.
That's fucking true.
That's kind probably of. An ideal situation for me, is a pool.
I can like dig a hot that. Tub. I can dig that. I don't know yep. what mine would be.
Well, you drank, so you don't have to answer.
That's true.
No,
as you could even break my heart, bring it back to life. Got a feeling your electric touch.
Which sexual act are you best at?
the inside one. Actually, no. I don't know, man. Can I go down on somebody like my life depends on it? Absolutely. Fuck me up.
What?
If somebody just wants to suffocate me by sitting on my face, I'll
what?
Die happy.
I can't pick these questions. It's just like a click through, so I'm just clicking through. What's the best intimate experience you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know if I got an answer for that.
That's a hard question.
Mm.
I finished half a tempo in the time between when I got up and sat down.
You dog.
Text your ex and ask if there's anything you can improve on in bed.
Okay.
Don't do that. Are we ready yet?
Okay. Have you ever been curious about BDSM?
Curious? Sure. Curious?
Sure. Curious? Can't even Canada's curious. Full on. What's your take on open relationships?
Not for me.
Not for you.
But I think if it's ethical and everyone's has their boundaries and guidelines and everyone sticks to them, sure, go for it.
Yeah, why not?
My friend has someone she works with or used to work with, not anymore, who has been in an open relationship forever, married, has kids. It works for them, I think.
Yeah, mute your microphone.
Okay.
Mine is question 18 on this list. Ever thought about having a threesome together?
I can definitively say no.
Same.
No. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
No. Are you interested?
You?
No.
Yeah. Yes and no. I think like I could get behind it if it's like a special guest star
yes,
situation.
I agree.
But like it's not in like a oh my god, I wanna like date another person no. kind of way.
If I was single, that's the only time I would consider it.
Yeah, you would
being
unicorn
the third.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
Number four, would you ever participate in a threesome?
There you go. Act out the first time you did it.
No.
No. Okay. Some of these are like very dare related. If given the chance, would you sleep with your boss?
My boss? No. Yeah.
Good answer.
Your boss?
No.
No.
All
I know is this could either break my heart.
Have you ever thought about sleeping with the same sex?
No.
Really?
Well, like, there would have to be a woman there.
Mm-hmm. I think thinking about it and wanting it are two different things.
Okay, well, would you like to complete that thought?
No.
Okay.
Thinking about it, sure, but wanting it, no. How many times a week do you touch yourself? It's just such a funny
depends on the week
of that question.
Depends on the week.
Yeah.
When I think about
who's the most
you,
scandalous person
myself,
you've ever? Oh.
What?
The question went away. You've got 45 minutes.
What?
Till you eat, Rue.
Oh.
What movie always turns you on?
Oh, great question. I don't think there is a movie that always turns me on.
I can't think of one.
Do you have one?
Not really.
All I know is this goodie that break my... My favorite thing about the Chiefs losing so much is that they're just going to get a good draft pick.
Yeah,
and that's just going to make them better.
That's why we want the Flames to lose.
Yeah. But I don't know if the Chiefs
ask
lost.
Ask a question
today.
For your game, from your game, or this is over.
Kansas City
won today.
How many
sex toys do you own?
Oh, like 4 or 5. Okay. I don't think they're good, though.
Okay.
6?
6?
If you could have something of mine, what would it be and why?
Like
penis, swing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, penis, yes.
What are we still doing here? It's like,
I don't know.
We're at an hour and a half.
If you were in a female body for a day, what would you do?
Oh, 100% explore that thing.
Yeah.
Take it for a ride.
Of course.
100%.
Of course.
What are we doing?
That is the only correct answer.
What can I do better to be a good, what can I do to be a better friend?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer.
I think, surprisingly, we have a good friendship.
I think we do have a good friendship.
I don't know if it needs to be deeper than it is.
I also,
but it's pretty.
It's pretty, we talk about lots of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like it's shallow. I wouldn't say shallow.
Shallow.
We also like see each other all the time. Shallow, so it's an easy friendship to maintain.
And we don't go to each other in times of crisis.
No, that's true.
One thing that I think is a pattern in my life is where it's like when I'm in those like crisis moments, I'm rarely asking people for help through it. But I don't think people can really help me through it either.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But when they last like a long time, people know about it. Oh,
yeah.
I already asked this one. Did I just ask this one? If you could have something of mine, what it would be and why?
Yeah, I asked that one.
But it wasn't the same wording.
I don't have a good answer.
Penis.
Oh, right. We already talked about this. Penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When were you proudest of me? We already did that one.
Yeah, we did that one too.
What the fuck is happening here? There are a lot of cards here. This shouldn't be happening.
Well, you put them back on the top.
Well, I'm cutting every time, right?
Oh, okay.
What do you think my work says about my character?
That you care about the things you care about.
But like, what are those things?
You care about people exploring emotions and masculinity in ways that they have not explored them before.
Well, sure.
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
When did you realize you could trust me?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
That is a good
one. That's a good one.
Hmm.
Mine probably came from when we would be in session and I would like want to say something and then you would say
it. And then I would say, oh, yeah, that's a good answer because I've had that experience too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I can't think of a specific, that's probably a good answer.
Well, I wish I didn't say it so that you would have actually come up with an answer.
Sorry, I'm just going to drink.
Why are you maintaining this relationship?
Money.
Money, right?
It hasn't happened yet.
I don't think we're even getting
ads on. No, we're best friends.
We're best friends. That was big for you. That was big.
Big for me in that.
Clip it.
I was the one that said it first.
That's not true.
Last week, I said we're best friends.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How many best friends do you have?
2 to 3. I don't, like, it's funny.
And I'm
Stefan,
one of them?
Stefan, I don't even, like... I know it's people are like, I'm friends with my partner.
15 cents in US dollars available.
I would not say Stefan is my best friend.
Nice.
Even though I love him dearly.
I don't think that's crazy.
Is that crazy? That's not crazy, right?
No, I don't think that's crazy.
Mm. Yeah, like...
That's really nice.
Sydney's my best friend. Carly's like... I love Carly.
Yeah.
Carly's up there for me.
Carly's nice. Carly's so nice, but yeah, like Carly's... Yeah,
like she's nice to
Carly's
be around.
Great.
She's actually not nice in like a good
that's
way.
That's one of my favorite things about Carly.
Me too. We're bad for each other in the way that we...
R.I.P.
Hate everything.
R.I.P.
Okay. What's your favorite body part of a girl?
Ass. I did that while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Has to be ass, right?
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's my favorite body part of a guy, too.
I don't think I've got a good ass.
Ass and arms.
I don't think I've got a good ass, nor good arms. But c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
C'est
What's the grossest thing you've done today? That's the question.
Today?
That's what it says.
Drank like half a bottle of margarita. What else did I do? I got up at like 7 o'clock to bake 2 loaves
Jesus
of bread.
Fucking Christ.
I had a bath.
I got up at 7 to feed the dogs and then I went back to sleep.
It was just a normal bath. I was reading a lot in the bath. I sweated a lot.
That's gross.
Got a haircut.
Yep. I'm trying to think if there's anything more interesting. I feel like this lost it at the end.
I've been having a nice time.
Have you? That's good. We've already talked about celebrity crushes. Have you ever done a striptease for someone?
Yeah, but like not professionally.
I didn't get paid.
Have you?
Got paid to do a striptease?
No, not paid, but like just a striptease in general.
Not really.
Come on, Janet. Get with it.
Get with it.
Get with it.
These are wild. If you're in a group of friends, these are supposed to be like you're in a group of friends doing this. This is fucking crazy. Tell your partner or crush that they are a leg spreader.
What?
That's what it says.
What? Tell them they're a leg spreader? They are a leg spreader? What does that mean?
You spread your legs for them.
Why don't they...
Key to open up my thighs.
Yeah, but why... Why would you do that? What is the purpose of that? Just to like identify the crush?
It's truth or drink, but I really think it's truth or dare, basically.
That makes sense. Yo, have you been watching Survivor this season?
No, I haven't been.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad it's not just me. Yeah. I was talking to our coworker about it, and it's because I can only watch it on the app.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really, like, I missed when it started.
Mm.
And it's like, if I miss an episode or two, I'll catch up. But it was like 5 episodes before I realized. And then I was like, I can't just start watching in the middle because you can't go back. Like, they lock after a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been watching. And now I'm seeing content all the time, but I wasn't seeing any content when it started.
I could imagine I'd go through a binge at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for next season, though. So when you know what day it starts, make sure to tell me in case I miss it.
Okay. All I know, this could either break my heart or bring it back to life. Got a feeling your electric touch. Feel this small sun up with mine. And I want you now. Gonna meet you forever. Got a feeling your electric touch.
Have you ever slept with someone you met online? Yes.
Yeah, that's your whole
that's my
marriage.
Entire relationship.
Yeah.
That's my entire relationship.
Hell yeah, brother.
Do you enjoy dirty talk?
Yes, but I don't want to revisit it. I wish I could just erase it from my
memory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. That's a good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why sexting is a little iffy.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah.
It can be a little embarrassing. Okay, I got nothing. There's nothing else on here.
I think we crushed it. I think this is longer than the last episode or next episode.
What is happening?
Oh, what listeners, everything's good. Everything's good here. Don't worry about us. We're fine.
I know we said some things to concern you.
Next week.
And this week, I think.
What did you say this week?
I'm just going to guess.
Who knows what we said?
It's just my assumption. We've said some things that are
worrisome. I'm so curious if people knew that we are on the tail end of a bender.
Honestly, I'm still on a bender. I'm still drinking.
It's one of those things where, like, I have the opportunity to see somebody tonight, but damn. I'm like, what would I do?
Go see a movie. Go for a walk. Go get a drink. Go get, I don't know.
I have to pee so badly.
You know what? I think you need to make a decision after you pee.
Yo, that's okay. That's wise.
Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.